All right, KX93.5 is really happy to be joined now by the gentlemen from Back in Time. They're the Huey Lewis in the News tribute act that's playing Laguna Playhouse all weekend. What's up, guys? Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Tyler. It's great to be here, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was at the show last night, and I just couldn't resist. I emailed management right then. I was like, you guys got to come into the studio tomorrow. So I'm glad it worked out.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So, yeah, you guys are from New York, and if I heard you correctly last night, it's your first time playing on the West Coast?
First time here. We've been all over the Northeast. Having a great time the past couple of years, and we got this opportunity. We're with Hipshot Management and Mike Yorkel, and invited us out here, man. We jumped at it, and we've been having a great time.
Yeah. So how did it all link up? Was the Playhouse looking specifically for a Huey Lewis show, or?
You know, I don't know that anybody's specifically looking for Huey Lewis, but you know, we decided to do this a couple of years ago. It was actually the brainchild of Tom and the bass player Paul. They hit me up and said, you know, we want to do something new, try something different that no one's been doing. And when I looked into it, you know, I was like everybody else. I know who Huey Lewis is. I grew up in the 80s and knew the big hits and everything. But when I started to look into it, I realized the catalog is really deep.
Right.
You got so many great songs.
Yeah, you don't realize.
Yeah. So I jumped at it, and we've been really killing it ever since. People love the songs. They come out time and time again. They sing along. They dance. And I've become a huge Huey Lewis fan.
Right. You kind of have to be. So Tom, who's the keyboard player, so you thought of this. You were like, you know what? The world needs a Huey Lewis tribute band. So tell us a little bit about like that decision.
Absolutely.
Just get right up on that mic there.
Most of us here come from the tribute scene a bit, from the New York area. And like other bands, there's a lot of duplicate type of bands, a lot of the same type of style over and over. And then one day I just wanted something a little different. And I, as Bob had referenced, I reached out to my bass player, Paul, and I said, Paul, how about if we go into like a total different direction from everyone else? How about a Huey Lewis and the News tribute band? And he was thinking it over. He said, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. And we reached out to these fine gentlemen, and we're here now doing this. So
yeah,
it kind of worked out.
That's awesome, man. And then Rich, I mean, you're a pretty badass guitar player, I got to say.
Oh, thank you.
So clearly you've been around the block, you know, a little bit musically, I would guess.
My gray hair gives that away.
Okay, so you land in a Huey Lewis and the News tribute band.
Yes.
Would you say that this is like the most successful project you've been in, or has other stuff also taken you around the country?
Yeah, so, you know, I by far, this has been the most fun project I've ever worked on. I absolutely love these guys. We gel, we play together. It really is a blessing. Like, we pinch ourselves every day. I've been in original bands for a long time. I've been in cover bands playing in, you know, dive bars for, you know, 4 hours a night. And similar, you know, I got the call from Tommy. He said, you know, I have a project I think you might be good for. And I came down and I, you know, we played the first night. I heard Bob sing and I was sold. That was it.
Yeah.
This is an absolute blessing.
Right on, man. And then, of course, no Huey Lewis, the News tribute act is complete without a saxophone player.
Yeah.
So here's the other Tom.
Yeah.
So what's your background and how did you end up in this band?
So I was actually recommended by another saxophonist. A guy, Mike Quadrino. And he couldn't do the project. And then Tom reached out to me after getting his information. And I had one rehearsal. The first time I showed up, we actually were making some promo material. So,
cool.
You know, showed up, played, everybody was cool. Nobody has an ego, which is great. And also, no one has an ego about the music too, right?
Absolutely.
Huey Lewis is very, it's just that. There's no special live version from 1985 that
you
gotta do.
Sure, yeah.
So, and the music's really fun. I get to play a little guitar too, which is great. Working with Rich, watching what Rich does, and learning from him a little bit is also really.
You're the
fun
only one who has a moment of pure a cappella solo where the saxophone's just completely on its own. Is that a little nerve wracking, that part?
No, it's actually my idea.
This guy's a pro. He's good.
No, it's fun, and I think it's a nice, it's a great setup for that song, you know.
Yeah.
I think it leads in. It's a mellower tune, so it was part of the stagecraft, you know, of the show that we've put together.
Right,
build some of those emotional moments.
All right. So again, we're in studio with the guys from Back in Time, the Huey Lewis and the News show that's at Laguna Playhouse all weekend. Let me give you some of the shows. There's another one tonight at 7:30. And then tomorrow there's a Saturday matinee at 2:00 and then a night show as well. And then Sunday there's a matinee. And you can go to lagunaplayhouse.com for tickets. At the end of this, I'm going to give everybody a discount code in which you can get a discounted ticket. But I'm going to wait till the end to give that. Bob, have you noticed that every Huey Lewis song can be sung to the tune of Power of Love, by the way?
I haven't noticed that. But I love those songs. I love that song in particular. It's one of my favorites to do.
Since I only know a few, I found myself singing Power of Love to the tune of every other after you guys played it. So it's just a little observation that I said.
Okay, now we're going to be thinking about
that. You might accidentally rattle that.
Indeed.
What are your couple favorite songs to play that maybe surprised you?
Power of Love, of course, is a great song.
Yeah.
Huge hit. And, I was a big Back to the Future fan,
right.
You know, as a kid. And I think the other one is probably Doing It All for My Baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's mellow, but it's a great lyric. And I think people really dig that one. You know,
yeah.
And it really shows how Huey Lewis and the News can do some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, diverse.
They can go, you know, pretty rockin'. And then they can get this beautiful kind of a ballad going. They're amazing musicians.
Are yeah.
Really, privileged to be working on their music, man. I love it.
So I mentioned to you off the air that my wife was the rabid fan in the audience. You couldn't miss her last night. I mean, I was like, thank God you're here because I feel like the band needs you right now. And she turned up.
I wish she could come every night.
I will send her. I'm sure she'd be thrilled to. She wants you to play her birthday party. Anyway, we had a baby 6 weeks ago.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. She's been singing Doing It All for My Baby nonstop because that's pretty much our lives right now.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
God
yeah,
bless
it's
you,
a girl.
Man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
So I want to welcome you guys to Laguna Beach, your first time here. And how are you enjoying the town? Have you got to go to the beach or
yeah,
anywhere?
Yeah, we went to the beach
hang
yesterday.
Out?
The weather's amazing. That was yeah. like me and Richard talking about the weather like all day yesterday.
We did go to In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We don't have that in New York.
Tell me New York.
That was the highlight of a trip.
I got to hear your thoughts because people who are out of state are sometimes iffy on it.
So I'll tell you. So we went in. We were very excited.
First time for all of you?
Yeah. But we apparently did it all wrong. So we have to do it
thing.
Over. We didn't know about the secret menu.
Yeah, what is the secret menu?
My friends all told me I did it all wrong. I got the secret menu.
Yeah, you probably did. Did you just order a hamburger?
Yeah.
We didn't do the animal burger. And
yeah, so animal style means grilled onions and pickles, and the meat is grilled on mustard. It's a mustard patty. Yeah,
next time,
we're going back.
Yeah, I'll give you the whole rundown before you go. Do you have like a burger place in New York that you're crazy about that, you know, just can't?
Smash Burger.
Oh, well, I want to give a shout out to Massapequa's very own All-American, man. That place is a national treasure.
Never heard of that before.
It's outstanding.
Is Massapequa a place?
It's a town in Long Island. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. And you guys are mostly from Long Island, is that right?
We're all from Long Island. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool, man. And you ended up in a Huey Lewis the News tribute band. Your Long Island buddies probably can't even believe it.
We're pretty much the only East Coast Huey Lewis band.
Right. Are there a few others that you guys...
There might be a few.
Just get right up on that mic.
I think there might be two, you know, throughout the nation. But
right.
On the East Coast, I think it's pretty much us.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament that you guys were called to come all the way out here. There's obviously not that many... you know, that are touring and working since you're all the way bi-coastal now with your performance. And there's, of course, lots of tribute acts for other bands, the Beatles or whatever. And Huey Lewis is often overlooked. But like Bob said, there's so many hits. And you'll be surprised when you go to this show, really.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, when you start looking at it, you don't think about it. Then the songs come on and you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things where so many great songs, they really own the 80s.
Totally.
You know, huge hits on the radio, huge MTV videos.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing.
That's awesome.
And the way that people have been responding to it is amazing.
And I will say, just in case you're hearing this and you don't like Huey Lewis, which is weird, or you just maybe don't know them that well, you guys do throw in a couple other surprises, and I won't give them away.
Some other covers,
it's not. I mean, there's a few other songs that definitely got our crowd, especially
to spice it up a little bit,
going last night. So I will say, I was the first hand. So. Yeah, totally. So again, Back in Time, Huey Lewis and the News tribute act. They're at Laguna Playhouse all weekend. I will now give you that discount code. It's pretty easy. It's music. If you type in the word music when you check out, you get discounted tickets for only $10. So that's a pretty good deal. And you can go tonight, tomorrow matinee, tomorrow night, or Sunday at 1 p.m. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we wrap it up?
We're looking forward to seeing you, man. Come on out. Let's have a great time. We had a great crowd last night. They were lots of fun, man. They were real generous. And we're looking forward to the rest of this week. It's been a lot of fun.
Right on.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to Hip Shot Management for bringing us out here, man. They've been really kind to us.
Cool. Tom, Rich, Tom, and Bob. You guys sound like you're from Long Island with those names. Two Tommies, a Rich, and a Bobby. Yeah, and that's who's here in studio with us this morning from Back in Time. I forgot to cue up a Huey Lewis song, so after this, I'm going to play one just so the audience knows. That would have been too smart. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, KX93.5 with the band Back in Time.